Harper Audio presents No Turn Unstoned, Musings at Breakfast by Tim Bowden. Read by the author. Dedication for Roz, who still puts up with me. Forward by Peter Thompson.
Tim Bowden is a larrikin. I'm a conservationist. I want to alert you to the threat posed to this endangered species. Where are all the larrikins now? There used to be a serious tradition of it at the ABC. Nowadays, larrikinism gets pretty short shrift. Despite the occasional foible, the old aunt has become a serious-faced sort of girl. A bit mirthless. A bit on the Presbyterian side, if you know what I mean. Yet like Canute, Bowden stands against the tide. Tim turns a very good story. The doyen of radio, the late Alastair Cook, once said that the writer must make each sentence full of suspense. That's what Bowden does. You hang on as you listen. You have finished your journey to work or home. You want to get out of the car, but you can't. He holds you there as his story unfolds. The sting tantalisingly awaits the denouement. Bowden can't be blamed for coming from Tasmania, or for Tasmania being a source of many of his stories. In fact, it was probably the making of him. Tasmania is a land of myth and fable. Its characters are more improbable and its absurdities are more transparent than in any other place I know. It was in Tasmania where I first heard the yarns of a ring of raconteurs. On clear, frosty nights, we would sit by the licking light of campfires, a billy of tea on the coals, our faces burning and our bums freezing as we listened. It happens more in Tasmania than anywhere else, I reckon. You might detect I have a certain affection for Tasmania, too. As a matter of fact, we both at one time held the position of talks officer Launceston for the ABC. Bowden is the only reporter I know who's even found a Tasmanian angle at the UN. He recalls how, as a journalist at the UN headquarters, he gained admission to the members' bar and lounge, and there observed a cleverly crafted map of the world made of wooden pieces. Alas, the piece for Tasmania was upside down. Nor do I mind his passion for Antarctica. After all, it's a logical extension of Tasmania. If you go as far south as Hobart, you may as well go all the way. Besides, when he came back, he brought to life the wonders of a place that most of us have only visited in our minds. Antarctica suits Tim Bowden because it has all the ingredients of a great story. An heroic age, still within living memories, a vast wilderness, a place where those whose work takes them there still bring with them a sense of drama and adventure. You can tell from the way he talks that he has a love for it. And it's more than just Antarctica or Tasmania. He brings a zest for life to his every story. And if you haven't yet seen the funny side of something, well, you haven't yet thought about it the way Tim would. There's something, too, about that Bowden voice, that tone of his when telling a story. Impish, irreverent. It would have annoyed the hell out of his superiors. Can you imagine what nervous wrecks his schoolmasters would have been? Or ABC managers, for that matter. In this age of soundbites lasting a few seconds, and attention spans barely more, you might wonder whether there's a future for short essays of the Bowden sort on the wireless. After all, when broadcast on Radio National Breakfast, these yarns spread over 7 minutes or more, a virtual eternity in modern terms. Yet there's one thing I know for sure. Our listeners want the sort of engagement and involvement he brings. They respond to people like Tim, who has the knack of being like a personal travelling companion, sitting beside them in the front seat as they drive to work. They respond to people like Tim, who has the knack of being like a personal travelling companion, sitting beside them in the front seat as they drive to work. Bowden has a way of getting beneath the skin of our lives. He hates the noise generated by modern restaurants. Don't we all? He puzzles at guinea pig ownership. The lack of a warm, responsive relationship with his guinea pig parallels my family experience too. He's moved to the coast. Isn't that where we're all headed? In our dreams, at least. I think the secret lies in laughter. Tim Bowden makes me laugh. Out loud. And you can't ask for better therapy than that. So how do these short stories translate from the voice medium of radio to the written word? Very well, I might say. There's just one thing. When Tim mentions his great broadcast feat of playing a tune by his teeth with a pencil, you'll just have to imagine it. Like the best things in radio storytelling,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?